A word for you from Luke chapter 18, verse 31. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished." It is after the incident of the rich young ruler who turned away from Jesus sad and disappointed, and Jesus explaining that, yes, it is impossible for the rich, it is impossible for any man to enter God's kingdom, but all things are possible with God. And at that point, he then now is speaking about something that will also disappoint his disciples, and in fact will be something quite misunderstood. For Jesus now lays it out quite clearly what is going to happen in the days to come, not just in millenniums to come, but very soon. And so he speaks here, and he continues right until verse 33 about all the things, the sufferings that are about to happen to him. And he refers to himself as the Son of Man, and all that the scriptures have already said about him. And he knew that all that the prophets had said will be accomplished. And so should the disciples have understood. They knew the Old Testament. They had the Torah. They knew that God had spoken about the Messiah. They believed in the Messiah. But somehow, when it came to the sufferings of Jesus, they just could not comprehend it. And they put it out of their minds. Although it says in verse 34, "But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said." The problem is their condition, their inability to be open towards Jesus completely. They still had their own preconceived ideas. They still believed in the messianic power of political kingdoms. And so, because of their own understanding which they hung on to, they just could not accept that the one that they believed would free Israel and would be the Messiah of all of Israel would then go and be killed. For Jesus had said in verse 32, "He will be delivered to the Gentiles, he will be mocked, shamefully treated, spit upon, etc., and they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." Because they misunderstood this, they were to suffer so much more, and it was their own fault. Mhlambe wena awuqondi uJesu, kanti lokhu kuzongenisa ekuhluphekeni okuningi.